Holy cow, the years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? But it's not too late to change your life this year. If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an information technology professional in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is what we do. Many of our graduates could do little more than turn their computers on and off before they started. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. More than just a school, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire our students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, it's mycomputercareer.edu. The First Take Your Take podcast is presented by Capital One. This is Banking Reimagined. We got controversy at the Garden. Woo! And it's not even with the product on the court. The Knicks actually won last night. Hey, anybody keeping paying attention? The Knicks won a basketball game last night, but that is not the discussion today. No, sir. It's First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You know that. You can hang out with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Based on the controversy we had last night, this is what we're asking you. It's the worst run organization in all of sports. I love that I could ask all these positive questions, a few people interact. We ask you who the worst is. Lines blow up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of you guys want to chime in on the worst run organization in all of sports. Teams, organizations, leagues, all of it. We'll take any of it. You can tweet me at Jason Fitz. What starts this conversation? Well, there was this little incident you might have seen blowing up on social media last night in the hallway of Madison Square Garden involving the Knicks and their most famous celebrities fan, Spike Lee.
No one told me. I'm staying here. Now, you want to arrest me like Charles Oldham? Yeah, come on. Or you arrest me like you're going to shut my hand on my back like Oakley?
No one told him what? Nobody told Spike that he couldn't use the same entrance he's been using at the Garden for decades at this point. Nobody told him he could go through the employee entrance, which is how he's always entered the Garden for years. Now, the Knicks have made a statement. Quote, the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we have repeatedly asked him to not use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the Garden, is laughable. It's disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He's welcome to come to the Garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through our employee entrance, which is what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands. Let's get to the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spike versus the Knicks. Spike Lee went on First Take with Stephen A. and Max today to give his air his grievances and his side of the story.
What happened?
It was a terrible experience. When I went home last night in the cab, I said I'm going to let it chill. And then my son read me the statement by the Garden. I said, nah, it's spin. Here's the story. I've been coming the last 28 years. I've used one entrance.
28 years.
Plus, my wife reminded me last night, said we'll be married 26 years and we dated a year before that.
And they were hot garbage most of those 28 years.
Not at the beginning.
Yeah,
that's what my wife was
there. Go ahead. What happened?
So I've been using the same entrance for 28 plus years. The employee's entrance on 33rd Street. Yesterday, last night, I go in, my ticket gets scanned. I'm in. The elevator.
Yes.
I go in the elevator. And people having their ticket scanned also. And elevator's not moving. And the security guy comes to me and says, we need you to get off the elevator. I said, for what? So we could speak about it now. I said, I'm not getting out of the elevator. So another 5 minutes, then they finally send the elevator up because they know I'm not getting out the elevator. Get on the elevator. As you know, people don't know, the Garden floor is on the fifth floor. Elevator go up to five, and security's waiting for me like he just ran out of Macy's stealing something. And they said, you, this guy, security guy, they're all, this comes from the top. He says, Mr. Lee, you have to leave Madison Square Garden. They wanted me to leave the garden, walk outside, that out to 33rd Street, employee, that's where I came from, walk outside and come back on 31st Street. Hmm. And I said, I'm not doing that. First of all, you scan my ticket. You can't scan a ticket twice. Also, I know that once you leave a sporting arena event, you can't come back in. So I don't trust these guys, so I'm not going for the okey-doke.
Also, why are you taking a perp walk? For what?
Let me just get it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
So I said, I'm not leaving. Then they said, we want you to leave the garden. I put my hands behind my back, and I said, arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley. Then I got that guy. I had some brothers I know. I grew up in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Says Spike, man, butter, 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 butter. Mm. They said, Spike, this is some crazy stuff. But if we take you in the elevator and go up the sixth floor, not outside the garden, go up the sixth floor, we'll walk you to your seat. I said, bet. So at halftime, Dolan comes over to me and says, we need to talk. I said, talk about what? We need to talk. I said, Mr. Dolan, I don't want to talk about nothing. I've been coming through this entrance for 28 years. Plus, Wednesday, historic event, the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. They had a Broadway. They took To Kill a Mockingbird and had a performance for 18,000 New York City public kids. Amazing event. Where'd I go in? The employee entrance. That was Wednesday. So if they want to change this whole new policy talk about, and at first they never said when the thing changed. So why not call me? When my deposit is due for this astronomical price for Knicks tickets and I'm one day late, my phone is ringing off the hook. So it's not, if they change the thing, let me know.
Why do you think the policy changed, at least towards you?
I'm being harassed by James Dolan. I don't know why.
Let me ask, what about the press release did you object to that made you say, what did the press release say that you said that's not true?
That me and him, after he came to me, just, you know, at halftime he leaves, and he always walks across the court, and it's a direct, right where I'm sitting. And the press release says that we shook hands and we're laughing.
They actually said
this is what it says. A Knicks spokesman said that it was untrue, that it was simply an issue of Lee using the wrong entrance.
How is it the wrong entrance that no one tells them they come to the same entrance for 28 years?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we have
that on the record. No, that's a lie.
So they made that up.
It's Garden Spin. I wasn't shaking his hands. In fact, when he came over me, I didn't get up right away. I was sitting in my seat.
So when James Dolan came over to you,
yeah,
what did he say to you exactly, and what was your response exactly?
He said, we have to talk. I said, talk about what? I said, Mr. Dolan, I've been coming here for 28 years. When is something like it? Why did not anybody, why I was not notified? By email? Text?
What did he say?
Phone? He says, now you know.
Let me ask you.
Now you know it's too late.
Spike, why do you think that you, a top paying customer and the most famous, you know, fan of the Knicks, this doesn't happen to Jack Nicholson at Staples, right?
With no.
16-time champion.
Doesn't happen to Drake. You go down the line. Jimmy Buffett, Miami, nowhere.
So why do you think
you gotta
they
ask Mr. Dolan.
Why do you
gotta ask him.
You don't have any theory about why they target the number one fan who pays for his courtside tickets for now a quarter
century
plus?
And nothing like to say, I've never asked for any celebrity extra. Mm-hmm. I come there. I don't try to get on the Jumbotron. Mm-hmm. I just come there to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. My father started taking me to old Madison Garden 1967-68. Mm-hmm. I was in the garden May 8th, 1970 for the Willis Reed game. I was 13 years old.
You were arguing about Bernard King over Larry Bird, and she's got to have it.
Yes.
Hold on, Max. Let's play the devil's advocate, because I want to take the other side just for a second
to make sure
you have a response. You know that there are some people out there that's going to look at you, you Spike Lee, Oscar award winning, Academy award winning Spike Lee. Okay. He's a celebrity. He's so accomplished. This is the latest example of a spoiled celebrity expecting preferential treatment. What do you say to people that think like that, Spike Lee?
In my heart, I'm still the kid from Brooklyn that was sneaking in the garden. I love the Knicks. Those are my guys. I grew up with Willis Reed, Red Holtzman, Dick Barnett, Cassie Russell, Dave Stallworth, Nate Bowman, Bill Bradley. Those are my guys. It's a shame. I look up in the roof and you see the banner from 72, 73. That's the last time we had a banner. I'm thinking, am I going to die before we win another championship? Is my son who's 24, is he going to die before another championship?
What does it say to you that you're sitting here today talking about this? And just a couple of years ago, we had Charles Oakley removed from Madison Square Garden. We had Kevin Durant decide to go to Brooklyn in part because he looked at the headlines that were being created, not even by the Knicks basketball department. Certainly not by their security, because I know a lot of those guys in security from Madison Square Garden, they're absolutely great. They're scared to get fired. It's a damn shame because they're good guys.
Can I just say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I've been coming to the garden. My seat's courtside, 28 plus years. I know all the guys.
The security.
They're scared to talk to me. I've known these guys years. They've seen my children go up. My son Jax is 24. My daughter is 24. My son Jax is 24, taller than me. They grew up in the garden. They don't even want. Let me finish.
Yeah, we just have to get a commercial.
They look at me. They can go like this. I understand. People walk on eggshells to the garden because they know they can be fired in a second.
All of this can be true. You can grow up in the garden. People can walk on eggshells. And it can also be weird that you're this angry about not getting to go into the employee elevator. I see both sides of this. This is really difficult for me, because I'll ask again, does every single courtside fan that's paying for their courtside tickets get a private entrance? I mean, and then he's complaining about not winning a championship. Look at all of the NBA teams that don't win championships. I'm sorry. Like, not winning a championship is part of most of our lives as sports fans. It stinks, but that's part of our lives. Oh, this is tough. This is a tough one. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. I'm sorry you haven't won championships and you have to use the regular VIP entrance like everybody else. The Knicks may actually be a little right on this, even if they didn't communicate it the right way. That's not the only NBA news that we have going on. Obviously, last night, huge result in the NBA, especially for Stephen A. You guys know I'm pro Bucks. Stephen A's pro Heat. He keeps telling you the Eastern Conference Finals needs to go to Miami because that's where he wants to hang out. Well, last night, the Heat take it to the Bucks. So the question is, how worried should the Bucks be at this point? ESPN Get Up host Mike Greenberg Greeny joins Stephen A. and Max to debate the state of the East after last night's result.
What did I say, Max? What did I say? The Milwaukee Bucks are obviously the class of the Eastern Conference, but they have an issue. If you're smaller and you hit perimeter shots, that doesn't feed into their strength. It attacks their weaknesses. They got trees in a block. They got trees in a post. You ain't getting much in the interior. In order to beat Milwaukee this year, if you're an Eastern Conference team, you've got to get up. You got to do three things. You got to get up and down the floor. You got to hit perimeter shots. And on top of it all, you got to create that wall, Max, that Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors created in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is exactly what they did. So the Greek Freak is bringing the ball up the floor, and there's three guys Three guys creating a wall. You ain't getting in the interior. They turned him into a perimeter shooter. They made sure every shot was contested where even though he's 6'11", you got to shoot with somebody under you or in your face. That was problematic for him. They weren't off. And not only that, remember, because they're small and they're quick, smaller meaning smaller than Milwaukee, sure, and they're quick, they have the ability to defend and recover, to help and recover. So they can sit up there and guard you and then get out to the three-point line against you because Miami has the quickness to do that. So the one team, when we asked this question, Greeny, last week, who is the one team in the Eastern Conference that could potentially cause the Milwaukee Bucks trouble? Obviously, he mentioned Boston. I mentioned Miami because Miami had beaten them, even though it was early in the season. It was without Jimmy Butler, like the first game of the season. Last night he played, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, small ball, shooting perimeter shots, all right, and getting back on defense and turning a Greek Freak into a perimeter player.
That's great.
Is exactly that's, how you beat that, Milwaukee.
That's great basketball analysis. It's great. And if they play back-to-backs on the road in the playoffs or play three games in 4 nights, then that might be relevant. But the fact of the matter is, what was I sitting here? I was just yesterday, 24 hours ago, I was telling you the basketball season is too long. As a consumer, I love it, but you want to know what, like, the bet, it's a dirty little secret, and it's the best bet in sports.
What?
Bet on the home team. If they're playing the road team's playing the second of back-to-back. If you're playing the second of back-to-back on the road, you're probably going to lose. You don't have to look at the names of the teams. It's the best bet in sports.
Yeah, it's the reason the Rockets go to New York and wind up losing. It's the reason that a lot of teams go to South Beach and wind up losing. But Stephen A., let me put this to you in the form of a question, because we did it this morning on Get Up. Right now, it is tracking towards those teams playing each other in the second round.
That's right.
Miami in the four spot, Milwaukee in the one. Are you willing to say that you believe the Heat will beat them in the second round?
I'm not willing to go that far, but I believe they could push it to a seven-game series. And anything can happen. I give them a shot because I think that's the kryptonite. And I understand it's the back-to-back, but the style, as you would say with boxing, styles make fights, mm-hmm, and styles make matchups. It's not that Miami is better than Milwaukee. It's that what Miami does well and what their strength is the kryptonite. I remember I had a stat guy point out to me that Milwaukee defends threes in the corners very well. Mm-hmm. But out on the perimeter, out of the wings, they have a
you
deeper
trust
problem.
Duncan
and
Robinson
Miami,
in a playoff series? By the way, I like Duncan Robinson. Trust him in a playoff
absolutely
series?
Absolutely. You know why? Because shooters that have no conscience, it doesn't matter whether they're playing in a park.
Where are you on the question, that you asked Stephen A.?
I think that it is less to me about Miami, whom I like, than it is about Milwaukee. And I cannot rid my memory of the vision of Milwaukee looking like they had no idea what they wanted to do offensively against Toronto last year. And I know their coach was the coach of the year, right, and Giannis was the MVP. But when the money was on the line, they had no idea
why
what they wanted to do offensively.
You know why?
Tell
the reason why is because, again, they have one superstar,
right,
on their team. And what opposing teams do when it, yeah, really counts is they say, okay, let's
somebody else. So with that being said,
could they beat them
in the second round?
Are they ready? Is Giannis now, with whatever his flaws, as brilliant as he is, has he corrected whatever it was that will enable him to win that?
We can't answer that yet. And here's my issue with the Bucks, okay? I agree with your analysis there. Everyone talks about Giannis's shot. Giannis's shot's a little underrated at this point. His handles are slightly overrated. Like, when he gets a head of steam going, he can basically play point center or whatever they're calling it nowadays. He can be your point guard. Great passer. Okay. Great passer, vision, everything. But it's not Ben Simmons handles. It's not true, I'm gonna go get my own shot off the dribble handles. So then you need a crime partner who can do that. And really, the second best player is Middleton. But the guy with the skill set is Bledsoe. And Bledsoe came up small last year. They're gonna need a crime partner who can get his own shot to come up big in these playoffs, or the same thing
can
happen.
Bledsoe has what I call the John Wall syndrome. Both of them can ball. When John Wall gets healthy, yeah, Washington's going to be better. They both can ball. But when it really, really counts, you'll sit up there and dare them to shoot the perimeter shot. You'll dare them. And they have to make it. Last year, Toronto dared Bledsoe, and he didn't deliver. He's going to have to deliver this year in order for Milwaukee, because again, Middleton's going to get his to some degree. Brook Lopez going to get his to some degree. I like the Wesley Matthews pickup. I like him a lot. DiVincenzo from Villanova. I like him. He plays defense. He's young. He's going to grow. I think he's going to be really good in this league. But right now, it's about Bledsoe, he's the key.
If Bledsoe were Drew Holiday, I'd pick the Bucks to win the
whole
thing.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why I'm surprised the Pelicans didn't want to move him given the age of that team and that the Bucks didn't make a
real push. Okay, money on the line right now. So everyone's saying Milwaukee?
I'm still saying Milwaukee. Listen, they deserve to be the favorites out of the East. But if there's one team that can take them, I believe it is the Miami Heat.
And Boston. I like both of them. If they have to get through, my prediction is that if they get through Miami and Boston, they won't do it.
Boston, to me, the thing I question, I love the fact that they've handed the reins to Jason Tatum. And we got to see how he develops with Kemba Walker out of it.
Right.
My problem with Boston is I question their depth. Not their starting five, their depth. I do not question the depth of the Miami Heat.
And we all thought it was going to be Philly. How things have changed. Greeny.
Philly gets healthy. I'm not ruling them out. No.
Really?
Molly, they never lose at home. What that means is if they're healthy, they need to steal.
Yeah, they never win on the road. The Knicks have a better road record.
That's your reason. My reason? This dude, Shake Milton.
Shake.
39 against the Clippers.
All right, prisoner of the moment.
No. Listen, we were saying they need a perimeter shot because they lost J.J. Redick and obviously Jimmy Butler, and then they didn't have any shooters. But if Shake Milton shoots like that,
right,
and
Ben Simmons is going to beat them to score 20, the Stars get healthy.
Shake. I'm just saying.
We're all desperate to find a reason that the East is going to be competitive, and I'm not going to make this one result that reason. We'll keep getting your take on the opposite side of it. That's the good from the East. What about the worst-run organizations in all of sports? Plus, can new Knicks president Leon Rose fix the culture in New York? Stephen A. shares his thoughts on the future of the Knicks. But first, you're in charge of hiring for your business. Indeed's customized solutions help you quickly find the perfect new employee. Screener questions narrow the field based on your must-have job requirements, and adding Indeed's online skills test to your posting helps you make sure your candidate's shortlist is identified in record time. Now, your business can flourish with the help of just the right person. And right now, post your first job at Indeed.com/DJ today and get a sponsored job upgrade for free. That's Indeed.com/DJ. Terms and conditions apply. Leon Rose, can he fix the Knicks? Find out what Stephen A. thinks next. First, take your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together. You just save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm Jason Fitz. You guys can tell us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line who's the worst-run organization in all of sports. Why are we talking about that? Well, as usual, because of the Knicks. Now, obviously, Spike Lee went on First Take today because of his issue last night trying to enter the Garden. He has always entered for the last 28 years through a private elevator and employee entrance. And last night, he was removed from that elevator, told he can't enter that way anymore, and it created a stir. Now, obviously, this also creates sort of a question about the relationship with the Knicks and Stephen A., how we got where we are. Spike Lee went on First Take today to join Max and Stephen A. to talk about that relationship.
Mm-hmm. It started a month ago. Because for 28 years, I've been used employee entrance. And at every game, I take the ramp. It's a circular ramp outside, inside the Garden. It's a circle. It's the shape of the Garden.
You have to walk by it before we go to the media. Yes.
Yes. For 28 years, my entrance has been employee entrance. For 20 years, I go down the ramp. And a month ago, they stopped me from going down the ramp.
Spike, I have a question.
Yeah.
And you don't know
okay.
why.
No,
all of a sudden, they say we have a new policy. Out of nowhere. Here's the thing. If they have my phone number, text, email, let me know. It is not my fault that I went through. If there's a policy change, which must have changed since Wednesday because I used the employee entrance Wednesday. What was yesterday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
When did the thing change?
Today's Tuesday.
Yes, it was Monday.
No, but
it's been a long day.
To kill a Mockingbird was Wednesday.
Yes, last Wednesday, yeah.
When did this policy change? Again, if I'm a day late with deposit, my phone is ringing off the hook.
I have a question, Spike. Let's demonstrate something. My contention is fans like you are the reason it's like this. Because you're going to support the team. Like, even you, I'll be back next year, no matter what. As opposed to me, I'm not going to come back till Dolan's gone. You grew up in Brooklyn.
Right.
For years, the Knicks were the only option. Spike. A team grows in Brooklyn. There's a team in Brooklyn.
The Barclays Center is 4 blocks away from my office, 40 acres of mule. Can't do it. I'm not going to let this guy. My guys, here's what you have to understand. I don't like to use the word owner anymore. Teams belong to the people. Teams belong to the people. If you're a loyal fan, you live and die with your team.
Right.
My father took me to the Garden 67 before they moved to the new Garden, before they renovated it. I grew up a Knick fan, Walt Frazier, all those guys, those are my guys, and I'm not changing.
Let me ask you this question. Because you are a diehard Knicks fan, you're a loyal Knicks fan. You sitting up here today doesn't make the Knicks look very good, particularly with perspective.
That's another thing. Kevin Durant, we talk about people that want to come to New York.
Yeah, that's what
he did not mention that. He did not mention Oakley. That was more detrimental to anything.
But
seeing the heart and soul of the Knicks let out of the world's most famous arena.
So now I'm getting to you, because you sitting up here today, what you doing is you reminding us of Oakley. You talking about what happened to you, and you're a diehard Knicks fan. You're going back there next year. You sitting up here today. It doesn't make the Knicks look very good right now. Are you concerned, or do you think you should be concerned about the effect that this could have on a potential free agent's willingness to come to the New York Knicks in light of what you're highlighting?
Damage. No one's – you can't – look, you guys will see me when they come. Like, I'll see Spike when I come to the Garden, but I ain't playing for the Knicks, so – like to say, I know that this whole thing, thank you for having me, and I was not going to say anything. I went home from the Garden, the World's Fair Arena, in the cab saying, I'm not saying nothing. And then when I read that lie, that spin that they put out, I called you. I'm at the game. Charles Oakley hit me up because on Twitter. Reggie Miller hit me up. I was trending on Twitter before the game was even over.
I didn't even know about it, and then you called me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, it's smart PR for the Knicks. By the way, they want give the new regime a chance. They win a game at home, and the headline's going to be, after Charles Oakley led off in handcuffs, they have beef with Spike Lee,
that Leon Rose is named the president of basketball operations.
And he didn't even get a press conference.
Shrewd.
All right. Spike, done with the Knicks for the remainder of the season. Spike Lee, appreciate
it. I'm going to the draft, though, and let's not mess that up.
What is this really about? First, take your take on ESPN News. I get what Spike is saying, that he's angry he can't go through the same elevator he's gone through for 28 years. But you're also talking about somebody that just said that owners don't own teams, fans do. I'm as big a Raiders fan as there is in the country. Do I think at any point that I own the Raiders? No. I'm a fan. You don't own a restaurant if you go and eat there all the time. They're a business. Teams are a business, and they are owned by people. And Spike Lee is doing the one thing that a fan can actually do. He's not going to give him his money anymore. At least we think. We understand that he's not going to go to any more games. Is he going to surrender his season tickets? Is he going to stop giving them cash? That's the only recourse that fans have. And realistically, again, I'll say it. I have played Madison Square Garden where I was paid to be there. When you are paid to go to the Garden, you still have a specific entrance you got to go through. Even when they're cutting you a check, you got a specific entrance you got to go through. Spike Lee has been afforded an opportunity for the last 28 years that I'm presuming every other courtside seat doesn't get, to go through the employee entrance. Yes, they could have communicated it better, and that stinks for a team. But really, we're going to turn around and turn the poor communication. And remember, they asked him to leave the elevator. They said, let's not talk about it here. We'll talk about it later. They offered to walk him to his seat. What else do you want them to do? You're mad that they didn't call him in advance? Maybe they owed him that. But if they did call him in advance, are you just going to sit there and say they should have looked at him face to face? Like, this is all a no-win situation for the Knicks. It's a terrible look, and I get it. But man, if the Knicks want to move forward, and that's what the Knicks are trying to do, if the Knicks want to move forward, does it really matter that Spike Lee can't, he only has to use the VIP entrance? Come on. Whew. Now the question is, how can they move forward? Because I think Stephen A. made a great point earlier talking about the culture and what's there and what James Dolan has created in a world of fear, in a world of counterculture where they don't feel like they can speak out. The question is, Leon Rose is now in charge of the Knicks. So can Leon Rose change this? I asked Stephen A. earlier on the show. This is what he said.
No, he can't. He can he can help the Knicks win. And by winning, you're willing to tolerate and stomach the culture that you that presently exists. But the only person that can fix this culture is James Dolan. James Dolan has to stop overreacting. And think about it, guys.
I mean, he's right about all of that. And James Dolan has hired people, not given them the opportunity to work. He's put pieces in place and not given them the opportunity to grow. James Dolan has mismanaged the Knicks at every single step. And I get that. I get the understanding of that. And I understand that when you're at the level of fame that Spike Lee's at, you don't want to be told you have to do things differently. But ultimately, let's also calm it down to what all of this means. Don't forget, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Again, the Knicks have come out and said the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we've repeatedly asked him to not use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the Garden, is laughable. I mean, the Knicks have a point. I want to know who's the worst run organization in all of sports. We are getting a ton of different answers. You can tweet me at Jason Fitz. We're going to read some of those. Plus, we'll take your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More Your Take next. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio. But first, it's time for some straight talk. Thought I was just giving you that. You know what a full court press in basketball is, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. That's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of big carriers. There's no contract. You get full court coverage, half the cost. That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Your Straight Talk on who the worst-run organizations in all of sports. That's next. First Take Your Take. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN News. If you missed the second hour of the show today, go check it out on demand. The First Take Your Take podcast brought to you by Capital One. With Capital One, you can open a new checking or savings account with no fees or minimums. Welcome to banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Approval required. Capital One and a member FDIC. Real quick, somebody called in, didn't want to hold, but called in and said, hey, if I'd been using the same VIP access entrance for 28 years and it was taken from me, if I'd been using the same employee entrance for 28 years, how would I react? I'll tell you two answers to that. Number one, I doubt that I would have gone on TV to complain about it afterwards. Number two, while you can complain about Spike specifically, I'm also thinking about the other side of it. Would I be mad? Sure. Anytime you get access taken away, you're mad. What about everybody else sitting courtside? They all pay the same money. We keep stressing that Spike Lee buys these tickets. Does that not mean everybody's buying courtside seats at Madison Square Garden? And if I'm paying the same money as Spike Lee and he's going through a different elevator every single game, you bet your butt that'd be the only season I'd pay for it, because you're paying for access when you pay at that level. So I'm not going to take anybody getting some preferential level of that access, whether it's Jay-Z or whether it's Spike Lee or whether it's any other celebrity that's there. First Take Your Take. Yusuf in Los Angeles, come on. I know you want to respond on Spike Lee. What do you got? What's your take?
Okay, look, check it out, man. I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for having me on, first of all. But I hear you say that Spike Lee is on First Take complaining about his access being taken away. But the only thing I don't hear you say is that he said right there on when you played the clip, he said, you know what? I wasn't tripping on all that stuff. I wasn't even going to say nothing. He said, what did he call it? Garden spin? There was an article that got put out that he was lied upon, and that is what he came on there to talk about. And then as due diligence is journalism, yes, they're going to ask him questions about what happened, and Spike's passionate, but that's not him. I don't think that he really came on there to complain about having this stuff taken away. He came because of what he called garden spin.
Well, Yusuf, that's a really fair point. I'll say that. He's coming on because of the article. I'll give you that all day. Let's also acknowledge, though, that the statements made were made because the Twitter, like he said, he also said in the interview, he was trending. Now, if all you saw was the video on Twitter of him being removed from the Garden without context, obviously I would expect the Garden to give some sort of response to that. And please, if anyone hasn't listened to me before, don't take me as a Knicks apologist, all right? I'm the one that's been sitting on air for 2 years telling you the brand of the Knicks is completely irrelevant. People don't want to play there. People don't care about the Garden, right? So I've been all anti everything that they're doing for a very long time. I'm just also capable of saying this one particular time, I mean, what did they ask him to do? They told him to leave the elevator. And when he said why, they said, we'll talk about it elsewhere. What's wrong with that response? They also offered to walk him to his seats. What's wrong with that response? I mean, I get that maybe they should have called him in advance. Fine. But is that worth all of this hoopla? Michael in Florida, what do you got? Thanks for calling. First Take, your take. What's your take?
So I think I've got 2 points. So I think he's absolutely, I mean, any regular person would be like, wait, you're taking away? That'd drive me nuts. But it's a communication problem. Because, and they don't really want to probably tell them at this point, because they may have just realized after 28 years, an employee access, life safety, if there's an emergency, he's their number one fan. If something happened to Spike Lee in an employee access area, when they're taking away somebody, when something happens, or they're delaying an elevator, when somebody's having a real emergency, that's an emergency elevator, what do you do? How do you respond to that?
And I like that take. I mean, that it has to be part of their conversation. Again, I don't know how much we can believe from the Knicks. We all know that they're spin from there all the time. But they did say in their statement the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we have repeatedly asked him to not use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the Garden, is laughable. By the way, we haven't heard any of those celebrities speak out yet. At least I haven't seen it on Twitter, saying that they also use the employee entrance. So we haven't had anybody come out and clap back on that either. Deontay in Virginia, you want to give us your take on the other question we're asking you, the worst run organization in all of sports. Deontay, Virginia, what's your take on it?
Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are by far the worst organization in history.
Okay, I mean, wait, over the Jags? We'll stay in the state of Florida, but Deontay, over the Jags?
I mean, no, I'm looking at this. See, the Jags, they kind of knew, you know, we older, because I'm a Bucs fan, and, you know, we older. And, you know, when you just look at the history and of the stars that we could have, you know, Bo Jackson.
Yeah, but you got a Super Bowl. Like, as a Raiders fan, I watched y'all kick my butt. I'm still haunted by that Super Bowl. Come on now. That one's tough for me. Getting a bunch of tweets on it. A lot of votes for Cleveland. As we get to Mr. Lamont says, since 2002, have not made the playoffs, have not finished first or second in their division, have not had a winning record or even record, 7-8-1 is the closest, have not drafted lower than the 22nd pick in the first round, and 43 starting quarterbacks. I mean, when you're talking about the Bucs and then you hear that 43 starting quarterbacks, oh, it is tough. It is tough to be a Browns fan. It's tough to be a Knicks fan. We'll get through all of it together as we see some of that fandom reflected. You guys have been amazing today. Keep it here. Will Cain Show coming up next. He's going to explain why the 49ers are the best spot for Brady. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for hanging out. First Take, your take.